Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. In February, I was co-teaching a retreat with my dear friend, Johnny Gillespie, of Empowered Yoga and Balanced Athlete. He's a brilliant teacher. He founded this fantastic, functional, intelligent movement system called the Balanced Athlete, which we teach at Verge Body Mind. Anyhow, Johnny is what I call a mechanic of the body, and he just is able to move you in a way that opens you up and turns on light bulbs and makes you see exactly where you're weak and tight and where you can therefore strengthen and open and become more functional and more intelligent in moving your body. Well, during this retreat, when I was on my mat, and I had that great honor of just being on my mat as well as teaching with him, he asked a question, and it's been sitting with me for months. The simple question is, where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live most of the time? When we pause and look at that, boy, we come up with some really great insights about how we're living our lives. Now, when Johnny posed the question, he was talking specifically about where we live in our bodies. Where do we live? Where do you get stuck? Where do you feel held back or tight? Where do you feel weak? What functional patterns are you living in? So, for instance, if you're super tight in your hamstrings and your glutes aren't working, or you're not able to hinge properly at your hips, you may get stuck in a physical pattern. And that physical pattern will create what's your future. It will create how you're able to move in the world. Well, that pattern and those patterns can also be, we can also look at how we're living emotionally and mentally, how we're living in relationship, how we're living in our relationship with ourselves. So where do you live? Boy, oh boy, this is a loaded question. And coming off of last week and my talk about what is your hell yes, it's gotten me thinking this week about where I'm living. So last week I talked about identifying those things in your life, in work and professionally and personally, but I specifically was talking about professionally, but you can certainly just focus on personally, just depends where you're at in this given moment. But what is turning you on? What makes you excited? What gets you going, even just thinking about doing this specific activity or being with this specific person or creating or whatever it is? Those are your hell yeses. And identifying your hell yeses will start to get you thinking about how it is you're spending your day. So last week I talked about identifying your hell yeses, your kind of cool, and your meh, right? That word meh, just M-E-H, like, it's all right. I can do it. It's not that great, but it has to be done. Well, I'm going to put that aside, but that is a really important observation in then looking at where you live, which I want to talk about today. So let's look specifically at just where our attention is, right? This mindfulness practice, noticing, paying attention to where you are in any given moment. While you're eating lunch, are you really eating lunch? Or are you thinking about something else? When you're driving, when you're listening, when you're speaking and creating, where are you? So let's just look at where we live in our mind. This is super simple. In any given moment, we are either present on the verge, living in the moment, or we're somewhere else. We could be living in the past, in the future. We can be living in judgment, in comparison. We can be living in doubt and fear, worry and anxiety. There are so many places where we live in our minds, where our minds will go, right? Our minds are untrained puppy dogs that will fly down the street at any given moment away from the yard where they're supposed to stay. So noticing where you're living in your mind is the practice of mindfulness. And in just noticing where you are, and you can name it, I'm living in the past. I'm in the future right now. Oh, there I go, comparing myself again. There I go, doubting myself again. There I go, worrying. Once you name it, you are already back living in the moment. And I'm going to say that again because it took me a while to really understand this. It's not about being perfect. We're not talking about always being present 24/7, never ruminating, never allowing your mind to wander. That's not what this is about. What happens when we notice where we're living in this very, very moment? We immediately come back to the present moment. As soon as you notice, there I go in the past again, you're interrupting that pattern and you're bringing yourself right back in. So noticing where you're living mentally is very helpful. You can do this during a formal mindfulness meditation practice, which I encourage you all to have, but you can also do it throughout the day. Just checking in, where am I living? Where am I living right now? In so doing, it will pull you back in. It will gently tug that untrained puppy dog mind back into the moment. So there it is. Where do I live mentally? Check it out. Check it out. And you may also discover that you're spending a whole lot of time not in hell yes. You're spending a lot of time in all that other stuff, but not hanging out in the hell yeses of your life, which is where I want to live as much as I can. So let's look at emotionally. Where do you live emotionally? Some of the stuff is overlapping, so don't get too caught up in, okay, this is mental, this is emotional. But let's look at emotions. So there's sadness, there's grief, there's excitement, there's joy, there's anticipation and aliveness, right? There could be just contentment and peace. There could be so many emotions. Usually we just focus on the negative ones, but it's really helpful to identify the positive emotions as well. You know, oftentimes those positive emotions that we experience, those moments of joy and contentment and feeling of love and acceptance and connectedness. So often those moments, we just let them stream by because they feel good, right? But we don't hang on to them. We tend to hang on to the destructive negative emotions. So it may be easier for you at first to identify the negative stuff than it is the positive. But in time, with practice, you can start to notice where you live emotionally in a huge array of emotions, I should say. This allows us to become that bigger container I talked about a few weeks ago. As we start to notice and become more mindful and aware of where we're living, we start to notice subtleties and different, slightly different perspectives on life. So where do you live emotionally? Where are you living right now emotionally? How do you feel? You know, I'm feeling kind of jazzed, excited. I'm going off to practice and teach and got a great event tonight I can't wait to do. And so I'm feeling up today, really up. And usually I try not to record these podcasts unless I'm feeling up, awake and alive to help inspire and motivate. But I don't live in this state all the time. I have a lot happening in my life right now, a lot of uncertainty. So I'm finding myself wandering into what ifs. what ifs, and that uncertainty brings up some anxiety, a little bit of anxiety, I got to tell you. So I'm finding that right now I'm living in both a lot of excitement, but also a lot of uncertainty. And so that's where I'm living emotionally. And plus, I have a lot going on in my personal life with health issues in my family. And so there's worry and sadness and a little bit of melancholy as well. Been noticing that, you know, just passing of time and getting older and things shifting. You know, sometimes it can bring us into a more reflective, melancholy state. So I'm noticing that as well. And that's not a bad thing. I don't want to just expect myself to always be feeling, you know, the positive side of life. I think that experiencing a full range of emotions is what really connects us and helps us to feel awake and alive. So there it is. Where are you living emotionally? Even if you just identify it here and there a few times a day, it will make you much more keenly aware of what's happening moment to moment in your life. And then we have physically. Where are you living physically? So this is in some ways the easiest thing to identify, but oftentimes it's the heaviest because we get extraordinarily judgmental about our bodies. Every single one of us, we all do this. I talk to countless students about who have gorgeous bodies, healthy bodies, strong bodies, and there's always something wrong, right? We all go there. So where are you living currently in your body? Where do you go to when you sense your body? What area physically? Or do you always feel your mind going to a certain area? Maybe an area that you're not feeling great about. Notice that. This isn't about bringing more judgment or trying to avoid, but notice. So for me, you know, my mind often goes around my midsection. It's just an area where I feel like I hold more energy around, where there's more judgment around my midsection. So I live in my midsection. God, it's like, why, right? But I do. I've identified that. Oftentimes, I also live in my left foot because I've had two surgeries in my left foot. So I find that there's a lot of energy in my left foot. It's kind of a meter for how well I'm moving often. My neck, I hold a lot of tension in my neck and shoulders. And so often my attention will go to those areas as I try to stretch or open up or relieve myself from the pain I feel around my neck a lot. Where are you living? Where are you living? Where are you spending most of your time, attention, and energy? This isn't about bringing up more judgment. It's about knowing where you're spending your life force. It's about knowing how you're passing your day. It's about getting really clear about how it is you're living, which is really what this podcast is about. It's just offering you up perspectives, new ways to see your life, new ways to get clear, and new ways to wake up to what's happening and what may not be happening. So identifying the hell yeses, the kind of cools and the mess, are going to give you an idea of where you want to head, what jazzes you, and what you can perhaps work on batching or letting go of. That was last week. This week, let's take it even a little bit deeper to get very clear on where we're living. What is taking up our time? How are we spending most of our mental, emotional, and physical energy? Where is that energy pooling in our mind, hearts, and bodies? Getting clear. Knowledge is power. Getting clear and being super honest is going to help us to continue to unblock what holds us back and unleash what's ready to rock and roll. I hope this was helpful. It was helpful for me to just verbalize what I've been sensing. And thank you to my great friend Johnny for posing this profound question. Where do you live? Moment to moment. I look forward to hearing from you. So please keep in touch. Email me, find me on social media, and we will catch each other next week. Have a great one.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.